On Midwest Week, a look at election results from Iowa, even though not all the races have been decided yet. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Clay Masters, lead political reporter for Iowa Public Radio. So, Clay, starting at the top of the ballot, the president won Iowa again. Was that a surprise to anyone?
I don't know that it was necessarily a surprise. I mean, President Trump did really well, and I think the biggest surprise was 4 years ago in 2016, when he beat Hillary Clinton by almost 10 points. And, you know, for the better part of 2020, we were calling Iowa a very competitive state. But up at that last weekend ahead of the election, there was that Ann Selzer poll, the Iowa poll, which is published in the Des Moines Register, that showed President Trump up 7 points over Democratic challenger Joe Biden. And, you know, up until that point, I had been thinking that it was a very close race. And those Selzer polls, a lot of times they'll kind of look like an outlier. And you remember 4 years ago, that same Selzer poll showed Donald Trump well ahead of Hillary Clinton. And so, I mean, I think it was a surprise. It definitely was a surprise to me that the margin that it went for, after that poll came out, I kind of thought, okay, well, Ann Selzer hasn't proven me too wrong in the past, or hasn't been proven to be too wrong in the past. So it wasn't a huge surprise. What surprised me more than anything is just, like I said, the margin, because so much focus has been on the pandemic. And as you alluded to as well, that, you know, the pandemic was driving a lot of the conversation across the country. And usually incumbent presidents, when they are have high unpopular approval ratings, they don't do as well. And this looked like the makings, as far as political science goes, for a president to not do as well in this state. But obviously, he did quite well, winning close to 8 points, I believe it was. I guess people kind of in one way or another wanted to turn out and make sure that the president was elected. And you did see a lot of mail-in ballots. You saw a lot of early voting. A lot of that went to Joe Biden. But a lot of people turned out on election day to vote for Donald Trump.
It seems like they were focusing more on party loyalty instead of elsewhere, as you said, that might have been unhappy about the pandemic or something like that specifically.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely correct. There was a lot of party loyalty. And you think about 2018 in Iowa, where you had a governor's race between Kim Reynolds, who was the incumbent, although she hadn't been actually elected because she took over when Terry Branstad went to China to become the ambassador to the U.S. ambassador to China. But you look at that race, and that was an incredibly close race between Fred Hubble and Kim Reynolds. And Kim Reynolds won. You had two Republican incumbents get picked off by Democrats, and Abby Finkenauer and Cindy Axne in the first and the third. And that wasn't a presidential race. You didn't have the Trump loyalty because Trump wasn't on the ticket. And it seems like, you know, there just was enough of a fired up base. And, you know, also we had seen this year with the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg and the nomination of Justice Amy Coney Barrett by President Trump. You know, a lot of people 4 years ago were saying we need to elect a Republican no matter who it is because of issues like Supreme Court justices.
And what about the U.S. Senate race? The same benefit for Joni Ernst, people voting for the president and voting for her as well?
Yeah, I think so. And that was another one of those races where I remember after that Selzer poll came out thinking, okay, this race is going to be close. You know, I still thought, okay, the Senate race is going to be close. And it wasn't. I mean, it was pretty surprising to see, especially when you look at the differences between, I mean, just being on the ground and covering Teresa Greenfield, the Democrat, running against the incumbent Republican Senator Joni Ernst. Joni Ernst was holding, you know, the rallies. They weren't the same size as what the president has, but, you know, and she was appearing on stage with the president. She was holding smaller events. Not everybody showing up with masks. Teresa Greenfield, very closely following CDC guidelines, having small events, actually took a lot of heat for not hitting a lot of the state in the western part of the state, but she was really trying to, you know, follow CDC guidelines and make sure that she, you know, wasn't drawing big crowds of maskless spectators. And another thing too, I think that for both the presidential race and all the down ballot races in this election that really worked against the Democrats, whether or not it's safe or not, was the fact that the Republicans were still doing that get out the vote door knocking. Data point after data point shows that that one-on-one interaction with people behind that door is going to turn out people to vote for that candidate. And so, you know, while Democrats were trying to do things like hold these car rallies where people would drive in and wouldn't get out of their cars, and they weren't doing the normal door knocking, they were texting, they were calling, I think it really gave an advantage to the Republicans that they were still going out there, whether or not that was the right or the safe move or not.
Now, something else that people seem to get wrong, or at least there was some wishful thinking talking going on about the Democrats making inroads in the Iowa legislature, and that certainly didn't happen, did it?
No, and that was the biggest surprise to me, I think, out of all the races, was some of these suburban districts, especially where I'm based in Des Moines, in the Des Moines suburbs that we'd seen some Democrats pick off in 2018, flipped back and actually give, you know, more majority to the Republicans at the state house. The state house was the chamber that they were really looking at trying to pick off. And no, I mean, Kim Reynolds, Governor Reynolds, goes into the January legislative session, which I assume is going to take place like normal, even as the pandemic, you know, we'll see where numbers are, but it shows no sign of stopping at this point. But Governor Reynolds is going to go in with a stronger trifecta of control of the House, Senate, and governor's race than she did in her last legislative session. So, no, the House races, that was the one that I think surprised me the most out of all of them, because these suburbs, these suburban districts that had flipped Democratic, flipped right back to Republican, at least in some of these key races that we were watching here in the Des Moines suburbs.
And what about the second congressional district? Dave Loebsack gave up his seat as a Democrat. He won re-election several times. And yet, as you and I are talking now, there's 40 to 50 votes difference between the two candidates and still not decided. What happened there? Here again, Republicans overcame the years of a Democratic representative?
Yeah, and I think it was in 2016, outgoing Congressman Dave Loebsack won the second district while President Trump carried the district pretty handily.
Yeah.
And, you know, Rita Hart and Marionette Miller Meeks, they kind of had the same kind of energy, and you saw a lot of the negative ads out there on each of them, and I mean, they were even infiltrating into the Des Moines market. Those were on TV and YouTube ads, that certainly, that I was seeing. But again, I think, like you said, Republicans just turned out this time, and they were supporting the president. They were going along party lines. And we'll see. I mean, Rita Hart, I think, had a fit the district pretty well for the Democrats in that she was a teacher, a farmer. She served in the state legislature, had name ID because she ran on the Hubble ticket 2 years ago in the governor's race. But just today, as we're recording this, you know, Rita Hart has asked for a recount because it is such a slim margin that Marionette Miller Meeks is just, you know, 40-some points over her right now at this point. And then we've also seen some recanvassing going on, or some recounting, rather, because of some errors in a couple of the counties that have been dominating headlines, too, this week.
And one last thing, Clay. Do you think it made much of a difference anywhere that there was so much early voting?
Yeah, I mean, I think it certainly helped the Democrats. You know, one thing that I didn't bring up at the outset of this is, I mean, it's hard to remember that the Iowa caucuses were this year and there was so much enthusiasm for different Democratic candidates. I think certainly the Democrats were hoping to get more people registered, turn more people out to vote in a general election, especially for a more moderate candidate like Joe Biden. And you did see big numbers of early voting, and I do think that helped expand the amount of people. I mean, we had record turnout, early voting and voting on Election Day, but I guess the president, Donald Trump, has some pretty strong power in the state as far as voters, Republicans, that are going to turn out and vote for him.